Good evening, everybody. There we go. Welcome to Trust Challenge Intensives. First off, I'm here to do a little housekeeping. And so, did you get a name tag when you came in? Everybody get a name tag? Your name tag has a number on it, and that number corresponds to the group that you're in. The small groups will be taking place at the tables here. We have consecutive order starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, and the numbers are on the table and so on. And so what you'll do is in a few minutes, as we get going through this thing, we'll dismiss you into small groups. You'll go to the corresponding table with your number on there and participate in your small groups. Now, one reason that we want to do these discussion groups is to instill this aspect of community through the Trust Challenge. We realize that we're doing this together. This part is about challenge. This part is about trust, but it's also about community. And so we want to encourage you to not only participate in your discussion groups, but be praying for the group members that are with you throughout the week. If you see somebody that's not here next week or that weren't here tonight that were supposed to be a part of your group, reach out to them through Facebook, through email, give them a text, a phone call, say something like, hey, we're missing you tonight. Is there any way we can pray for you? Something like that, okay? So we want to advocate this aspect of community along with this Trust Challenge and throughout the Trust Challenge intensives, all right? We want you to arrive on time. We're going to start on time at 7. If you are the type of person that's like 7-ish, why don't you say, I'm going to be there at 6:50-ish, and then you'll make sure you'll be here at 7, and you'll be here on time is when we start. And you'll get you'll be in the same groups every week. So throughout these sessions, you'll have an opportunity to get to know each other, to pray for each other, and to really gel together in your group. So the other side of this is a spiritual aspect. It's not just, you may think, well, these are Trust Challenge intensives. This is where I'm going to learn about budgeting and doing cash flow planning. Man, this guy scared me out of my corner of my eye. Sorry about that. Who's behind me? Don't sneak up on me. We're not just learning about, it's not just Financial Peace University, okay? This isn't Financial Peace University, as a matter of fact. It's something different. It's something deeper. Yeah, we'll be talking about some practical stuff, but there is a spiritual side of trusting God with our finances that we will really make room for, we will really dive into. And so we want to make sure that you are accommodating that, that you are on board with that, because we want to get God involved, right? We want to get God involved in our finances. The only way we can excel and win with money is to have God involved, okay? So we want to have the spiritual aspect where we're going to pray together in our small groups tonight. There will be nights where we'll come in and we'll minister to you by the leading of the Spirit. And so there's that spiritual aspect. Tonight, here's what is happening, okay? Wait, before I say that, again, arrive on time. We're going to leave on time. If we don't arrive on time, then we won't leave on time. So we want to arrive on time. We've got a lot that we're going to pack into this hour and 15 minutes as we're here together. And so because we've been here this morning and we've been here this evening, we want to make sure, and we have room for discussion. And so as we get prepared to leave, then we can mosey out the door at 8:15 or shortly thereafter. So those of us who are locking the building can get out and back to our families. And that, you guys have families, right? You got work tomorrow and that kind of stuff. Okay, so let's just all be on the same page. If you wanted to fellowship a little bit more, go grab some coffee with somebody after. Okay, everybody clear on that? We're going to arrive on time. We're going to leave on time. So we want to make sure that we are that we are making the best use of your time as well, because we understand many of you get work tomorrow, you got kids that you got to take to school, and so we want to be very mindful of that as well. I want you to bring Bibles, bring a notebook, bring a pen, make a plan to bring those things with you so that you're ready to take notes. This is Trust Challenge Intensives. We're intensely focusing in this area, right? So we're going to get our focus laser sharp. And we're going to sharpen in, we're going to hone in on some things. And so if you come in just to loosey-goosey and expecting, you know, to get something, then your focus isn't right where we need it to be, right? So you want to focus, You want to take notes. You want to write things down as the Lord speaks to you. Because really what we're expecting to happen is what Pastor Susie said by the Spirit this morning, that God's going to hand us some scrolls. Even tonight, He's going to be handing out scrolls. And, by way of His Spirit to your spirit, and it's not going to come in physical form, so you'll have to be the one who's taking down the notes, all right? Who is the scribe, right? So come handy, pen handy, and notebook and paper and that kind of stuff, all right? What's going to happen tonight? I'm doing a little housekeeping part, and I'm going to go short on my time because I'm almost done with this part. I know I'm boring you to life. And so you don't have to endure me much longer. But this is what's happening. I've got some housekeeping stuff that I've just went over. Pastor's going to come. He's going to share some things. He's going to lead, and then he's going to lead us in an activity. Eddie's going to come and lead us in the small group aspect. As he dismisses for small groups, well, the reason we're all in the same room is so that we can, again, that community aspect, and it's going to be easy for you to get from one place to the next. We're not going all throughout the building. And also so Eddie can kind of give us some instruction from up here, from the microphone. So this is a little different. It's not just your typical service. This is something different that we're doing, and I'm really excited. I hope you're excited about what's going to take place over these next 90 days. I want to thank you for signing up. I want to thank you for participating with us in this journey, and it's going to be an incredible Acts 4 taking place. We're going to see no lack among us throughout this thing. People who need jobs are going to get jobs. People who needed to pay off debt are going to pay off debt. There's some amazing things that are going to happen. So I want you to set your expectation high for that, okay? Can we just raise our expectation a little bit? I mean, you came out here, after all, on a Sunday night. You might as well get something when you come. You might as well get a return on your investment. You might as well get an ROI on the investment of your time and your talent and your energy tonight, right? So let's set our expectation for really high for what we're gonna receive from God during these next 90 days. All right, and we're gonna do it together. And there's gonna be some bumps along the way. There's gonna be some challenges along the way, but we're gonna challenge those challenges ourselves with the Word of God. Amen. Well, let me pray for you, and we'll move right along. Father in heaven, I thank you for this season of ministry. Thank you for what's going to take place in these next 90 days, God. You are setting us up for what you have in store for our future, leading us in a clear direction. Father, I thank you that as we learn about slaying giants tonight in the financial realm, that you'll reveal to us the plan for us. You'll reveal to us that next step. And Father, as we sever our trust in uncertain riches, we'll learn more about trusting you. Through being generous, and I thank you, Father, through this growth track that we're taking through these Trust Challenge intensives. I pray for each person, Father, for whatever they're going through. Many of us signed up for this because we're living paycheck to paycheck, or we're up to our eyeballs in debt, and we're some of us don't even know how we're going to make it till next week and feed our family. The struggle is real for many of us. And so, Father, I thank you that as we look to you, as we trust in you, we'll realize that there are answers, that there's provision made available to us, and we tap into that throughout these next 90 days, Father, in a greater way, and we'll learn some things about how to tap into it. And so, Father, I pray for each person, wherever they're at, that they'll learn more about trusting you. And as they trust you, they'll realize that you are a faithful provider. You are a good God who always comes through. You are faithful, who promised, and I thank you, Father, that we will see you manifest your faithfulness in tangible ways over these next 90 days. And there will be situations and things that will come about, and we'll look to those things and we'll say, that's something that only God could have done. I could not have done that in a million years, much less 90 days. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. In advance, we expect wonderful things to take place. We expect growth in our own hearts. We expect to grow in generosity. We expect to be moved by your Spirit to meet people's needs and to give like never before. And Father, we know that it's your desire to put money in our hands, to funnel money through us. And so we trust you to do it. And if you want us to be generous, then you have to increase us so that we can be more generous. And so, Father, you give seed to the sower. Your word says that you give bread for the eater and seed to the sower. And so we thank you in advance for what's going to take place tonight and over these next 90 days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Well, today during the service, who was not at this morning service? A few hands here. Well, more than I thought. I'm not going to re-preach that whole sermon, and I'm going to ask you for a little help today about the different points. But the message today was on slaying giants. And if you weren't here, I encourage you to listen to the message on the podcast. And if necessary, I can get you my notes, email you my notes for that. But we're talking about slaying giants. And it wasn't about financial giants, but about just giants in your life. So just quickly, let's go over, I'm going to test you now, let's go over the 5 points, the 5 stones we talked about. And I see some people getting their notes. Who can remember the first point? Identify your giant. That's very vital to do that. What is the giant? And what is a giant? A giant is anything that keeps you from fulfilling God's plan for your life, keeps you from advancing. Susie was telling me that the definition of the giant from the scriptures was a bully or a tyrant. So it's something that's holding you back. So it's an obstacle. It's a barrier trying to intimidate you, get you in fear. So the first point is that we talked about this morning was identifying your giant. What's the second one? Feed your faith with God's word. And that is so vital, because when you're going to deal with a giant, you're not going to want to deal with it in your own strength, in your own abilities, your own natural abilities. You know, I've got an MBA. I was an ex-controller, ex-accountant. And even with all those skills, it doesn't give me enough to overcome in my finances. Well, I need faith, trust in God. I can't just rely on natural principles. And so feeding our faith. We talked about doing that with the Word. We talked about being in prayer. We talked about hearing messages. We talked about having other people in our lives that we talk about things. But building that confidence and that trust in you. And so in this trust challenge, this is going to be vital. I'm going to see faith in you rise over the next 90 days. Your faith is going to be strengthened. Your trust in God is going to be strengthened. It's going to increase, and it's going to be a tangible. There's going to be a tangible presence of God, of God's power. And we're going to see that. We're going to see that in our groups. And when in that kind of atmosphere, we're going to see God move. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. It's impossible to please him without faith. So faith is vital. What's the next one? Next point, number 3, the 3rd stone. Get your plan from God. And that's one of the things that we'll be talking about in the next 90 days, is actually having a financial plan. You know, planning is essential. And I had got some feedback today after the message today, and several people told me that's just one of the things they just haven't done, is gotten the plan. And God is a God of revelation. He doesn't want it to be a mystery. And he's got some plans for you. He's going to reveal some things to you. What's the number 4? I love this number 4. Run towards your giant. You're going to run to him. It's passionate. It's bold. It's confident. It's, just knowing what he said he was going to do, he's going to do. And, you know, just like Goliath challenged Israel, we're going to challenge the giant. And we're going to have so much power, we're actually going to be running at him. And then the last one, what's the last one? Cut the head of the giant off. And that's going to be cool to do that. And again, the easy one that I mentioned today, which we're talking about in finances. But, I mean, how beautiful would it be to cut up some credit cards? Wouldn't it be fun? I would love to do that. But just, to not give the enemy any more place. That once we take territory back that we've lost to the enemy, we take it back, we're moving forward, and we're not going back. I don't know about you, but I'm not going back to Egypt. I'm not going back to slavery and bondage. I want to walk in the freedom and the peace that God has for us. So these intensives that we have, and there's going to be a total of 9. They're going to be concerning our finances. We're not just talking about any particular giants. We're talking about financial giants. Now, what we have here, this is the giant that Kristen made. This is the giant that Karis made. And, you know, really, spiritually speaking, this is probably more accurate of what the devil is really like. He acts like this, but this is really how he is. This is the guy that deceived the world right here. But anyway, we have this giant. I mean, he looks vicious. He looks mean. I mean, he's a lot bigger. Well, not that much bigger than me. But, I mean, it's an intimidating, a bully, a tyrant, you know, trying to get you to back down. But let's just for a moment, what are some financial giants? IRS. Was that you, Brian? Brian's got some good ones. IRS. I heard debt. I mean, debt is a huge one. And that's, you know, just the world's ways to get into that, to get sucked into that. And that is a trap. It's a snare. The Bible says that you mingle with the world and you learn their ways and it becomes a snare. So debt. What's another financial giant? Huh? Easy credit. Absolutely. When my parents were younger, they couldn't get a credit card. They wanted credit cards. They couldn't get them. Now they're just like, they hand them out wherever you go, you know. What else? Spending habits. Collections. I mean, who likes to get that phone call? That's always exciting. What else? How about lack? Is there anybody here that's tired of lack? I mean, I read the Word, and I read about my covenant with God, and it doesn't have any, it doesn't say lack in there at all. How about some legal issues? Legal matters. How about, medical bills. Oh, that's a huge one there. So, all right, here we go. I'm just going to come over here. Student loans. What else? Storm damage. Maybe not covered by insurance. Pardon? Insurance itself. Oh, my goodness. Health insurance. Unemployment. This is getting depressing here. But these are all giants. I had this one too. I don't know if this is for everybody. Cut out of their inheritance. That's, as you know. How about this one? Crushed dreams. Hopelessness. I mean, money is a tool to reach our dreams. And when we don't have the finances, it's like that dream can't come to pass. So let me ask you this question and, respond however you want. Who here is fed up with these financial giants? I mean, you wouldn't be here. And who's ready to be angry and sin not? I mean, get angry, not at each other, but focus it towards these giants. Because these financial giants, they're holding us back. They're keeping us from God's plan. Now, the deal with David, and the thing I loved about the story about David, David recognized his giant. And then he trusted God. He realized he had a covenant of blessing, a covenant of protection, a covenant with God. And he trusted God. And God gave him a plan. But he had the courage to challenge his giant, because that giant was coming out every day in challenging Israel. And it's the same thing with these financial things. And I'm telling you, just like the Goliath had a voice, those medical bills, lack, that bank balance, whatever it is, it's got a voice and it's talking to you. It's challenging you every day. And I hate to say it, but the church, we've been backing down. It's been weakening our faith. We've got to have the courage to rise up and face whatever. How, and it's painful sometimes. I mean, it's a painful thing to write down all your debt. That's why we don't do it. But it's a painful, sobering thing to do. But to realize it's not just you. It's you and God. And you and God are the majority. And you and God are the overcomers, more than conquerors. And we're putting our trust in Him, not in any any system. But we've got to challenge the giant. And that's why I hope in this kind of this community of faith here, this atmosphere of faith, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron, that we challenge each other to go to new heights, go to new levels, wherever we're at. Challenge each other. Face these giants, knock them down, cut their heads off. And then, you know, as we progress through that, there's going to be other things we're going to be facing. But God's got rewards. He's got provision. He's got so many. He's got vision on the other side of these giants. I mean, because these things have been, holding us back from what God has for us. So over the next 90 days, we're going to do that. We're going to challenge the giant in our lives. And we're going to get some stones, rocks, to get tools to... I feel like just throwing this. I'm mad. I'm not going to throw it at you, but to sling these rocks, you know, and really what it's faith, it's strategies, it's plans, it's the power of God. But to be skilled in slinging these things and taking him down. But like I said, I believe over the next 90 days, we're going to see your faith rise. We're going to see your trust in God rise, your confidence level. And these giants are coming down. These giants are coming down. These financial giants are coming down. They've got to bow. They've got to come down in the name of Jesus. And part of this confidence in God is going to produce a boldness. We're going to be bold in our actions, bold in our words. And boldness is like Peter stepping out of the boat. If we're going to want something different, we're going to have to do something different. And I'm believing for some revelation. The old things we've been doing, it's not working. So it's just some revelation, some from him, but some boldness to step out and to follow him. And I'm declaring tonight, we're going on the offensive. And we're going to knock down financial giants, and we're going to move into the place financially that God has for us. But before we do that, I'll break up into some groups tonight. Eddie's going to come. I want to read a couple of scriptures, and I want to pray for you. Is my mic still going? In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, this is one of Paul's prayers. So one of the things I'm going to pray for you tonight is to identify what your giants are. That you'll know what they are when you walk out of here. What are you going to be focusing on? So let me read this in Ephesians 1, verse 15. Amplified says this: "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints and people of God, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation." Wisdom and revelation. You know what these giants are. You'll be able to identify them. What's our target? And then the second one is, scripture I want to read, is I read it this morning, in Acts 4, verse 29. It says, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness..." Everybody say boldness. "They may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Let's pray right now. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for each person here. I just thank you for that spirit of revelation, of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. What are the giants? Reveal them to us, Holy Spirit. Open up our eyes to see what things have been holding us back, what things have been keeping us down, what things have been keeping us awake at night. What are we afraid of? Reveal those things to us right now in the name of Jesus, to each person, each couple. And then that they may know it, Lord. And then, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray for each person for something to rise up in the inside of them to challenge that giant, to come against that, to come against that with trust and faith in you, with power and authority. And so, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for boldness for everybody that's sitting here. Boldness right now in the name of Jesus. These folks here, Father, are overcomers. These people here are more than conquerors. These people here, Father, are victorious. The giants in their lives are coming down in the name of Jesus. And they're going to be bold, and they're going to do things differently, and they're going to challenge each other. They're going to challenge their giants. They're not going to settle for less than your best. And for that boldness to rise up, that confidence to rise up in the name of Jesus. And if you agree with that, say amen. Praise God. Eddie?
So when you guys came in, I guess you saw we've got some tables in the back. They've got numbers on them. When you got a name tag tonight, when you came in, your name tag's got a number on it. The number on your name tag, this is not complicated. The number on your name tag corresponds to a number that's on a table. So that means that's the table you're going to go to in just a moment. You see, because David, while he fought the giant, he had a group with him. Now, they were behind him, and some of them were scared. But there was a group with him. There's going to be a group go through these next few weeks with you. And it's going to be the group that's around the table. So that's going to be the group that you'll go through these intenses with. Intenses, whatever. It starts with an I, ends with an S. And y'all know what it sounds like in the middle. But you'll go to that through these intensives with that group. And they're your group. And they're going to stand with you. And they're going to pray for you. And you're going to pray for them, and you're going to stand with them. But before we do that, let me tell you what else we're going to do. Ushers, if you're ready, we're going to pass out a sticky note. And on this sticky note, Pastor just prayed, and he talked about identifying our giants. This is step number one. Let's write your giant on that sticky note. Husbands and wives, you may need to take a moment and to identify it, or a husband may have one, wife may have one. Take a moment and identify what your giant is. Because, to mean, to knock this guy down, you're going to have to know who he is. He is pretty big. So take a moment and write your giant on that sticky note. When you finish writing it down, I'm going to give you one more instruction here. When you finish writing it down, I want you to come up here and stick your sticky note on that giant. I want you to name that giant with your sticky note. And then I want you to pick up a rock or stone out of one of these baskets and go to your table. All right? So I'm going to give you just a minute to do that. But as soon as you get it, your sticky note written, stick it on the giant, pick up a rock, and head to your table.
All kids in Hydroforce, meet me by this door right over here. All kids in Hydroforce, thank you very much.
Okay, as you get to your small groups, this is what you're to do. Listen up to me for just a moment. As you get to your small groups, take a moment and introduce yourself to everybody at the table. Not everybody may know you. So make sure everybody knows one another. And then we're going to have two exercises. Listen up real quick. We're going to have two exercises that we're going to do at the table tonight. There are going to be two questions that you're going to answer. And you're going to discuss at your table. Here are the two questions. What is the giant you are facing financially? Many of you just put that giant's name right up here on the giant. But you'll share that in your group. And then what do you expect to get out of this trust challenge? So there's two things that you have. You'll introduce yourself. You'll take that question. First question is, what is your giant? And what do you expect to get out of this trust challenge? And I will be back in a few minutes. Start now.